Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, for a long time, I dreaded Mondays, and I reached a point in my life when I decided, you know, I'm not going to dread Mondays anymore. You know, every new beginning comes from some of the beginning's end. I mean, if we don't have the beginning of a new week, how are we going to get to another weekend? Plus, you know it's going to be Friday before you know it. So, yeah, try to have a positive attitude on this Monday afternoon. Hey, I'm looking out of our studio windows, and it is partly cloudy. I don't see any bad weather in sight, although you might be in some bad weather right now. But I don't see the thunderstorms building at this point, and they're supposed to build in the afternoon, essentially go away at night. I think there's even a better chance of rain tomorrow, and seems like there's a chance of rain really every day this week. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We got a couple of calls to get to, and we'll get to more of your texts coming up. And also, in just a few minutes, I want to make an announcement about this show. And it comes in the midst of this very, very tough presidential campaign year. It's tough because of the way people are. It's tough because of the way people view their candidate, the way people view their opinions. And everything doesn't have to be, I'm shoving this in your face. You need to believe what I believe. Anyway, I want to make an announcement about the show. We'll do that in just a minute. Let's go to Bob in St. Bernard. Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Nice talking to you.
Appreciate the call.
Okay. I don't know if you put out my question there, but I got a couple of questions in that the Secret Service, when did they become under the home jurisdiction? When did that happen?
You mean under, what do you say, under Homeland Security?
Oh, yeah, when did they become under the Homeland Security? I thought they were independent.
I think that happened after 9/11.
Okay.
And I think it kind of broadened out a little bit. You know, there was a testimony with the head of the Secret Service on Capitol Hill today, and I'm sure, you know, I was getting ready for the show, didn't have a chance to watch it. We may know more about that, and I can talk about that tomorrow, but I wasn't able to watch that while I was getting ready to go on the air.
Well, I mean, like, myself, I believe that Secret Service should be an entity of itself and away from government control.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe so, Bob. But I mean, I mean, obviously, there needs to be questions answered by the Secret Service, and how, I mean, that assassination attempt on Trump should never have happened.
Correct. I agree with you. But again, when you're dealing with that particular type of service, okay, and your president and politicians and everything, and you got Homeland Security, I mean, to me, Homeland Security is taking care, you know, of the United States borders and everything,
right,
not presidential candidates.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, I totally understand your question. So all I can do is give you the answer that I gave you. I think it happened around 9/11. Whether that's right or wrong, it did happen. And I guess some of these questions are going to be answered because, again, that assassination attempt against Trump should never, ever have happened. The fact that it did, I think a lot falls on Secret Service, even if they relegated some of the perimeter to local law enforcement. In Metairie, Joe, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot, good afternoon. I just want your opinion of a couple of your local liberal Democrats, Mitch Landrieu and Cedric Richmond, been lying all along about Joe Biden working in the White House and doing this and doing that. I absolutely think they very disgraceful to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I don't remember what Mitch Landrieu said about Joe Biden's competence. I don't remember specifically what Cedric Richmond said either. But, you know, collectively, the administration, the people behind the scenes who knew Joe Biden, excuse me, they were lying about his physical and mental state.
I mean, everybody with two eyes looking at television, you could see what's going on. And, and for them to coronate Kamala Harris, she's the worst laughing hyena woman I ever seen in my life.
Well, the Republicans, the Trump campaign sent out an ad that uses her laugh, which is, this is very deceitful, because the laugh is not connected to the questions that are being asked. But let's say there's the topic about the border, and she's laughing, but the laugh that they pick is not connected to that. So it's a deceitful ad. But, you know, that's what you get when you're talking about a political campaign. I don't think, well, I'll just say at this point, I'm not sure Kamala Harris is the best representative for the Democrats, but we'll have to see as time goes on. All right, so I have spent this weekend thinking a lot about the show and where we are. The tension of this presidential election year had been building like a volcano ready to erupt, a critical mass point in this campaign season. As a talk show host, I have paid very close attention to every presidential election and the strategies of the candidates and the passion of the voters. But I have never witnessed a presidential election season like this one that we're experiencing in 2024. As a very young person, I have a vague overview of the heated 1964 presidential campaign between incumbent Lyndon Johnson, the president, and Arizona Governor Barry Goldwater, the Republican nominee. It was a bitter, and for a young kid, a frightening campaign that focused a lot on which candidate would do best of keeping the United States out of entering a nuclear war. Those were scary times. There were contentious presidential campaigns since 1964, that campaign between Johnson and Goldwater, but no one can remember a campaign season as combative as this campaign season of 2024. What I think makes this such a combative year is the idea that we, as a country, have entered a time of personalized politics. Politics is more personal now than it ever was, and any views concerning opposing candidates seems to be a personal attack on the person supporting that candidate. I mean, I've never seen this like this before, because it's never been like this before. Disagreement over opinions of a candidate or what a candidate says or does are now interpreted as a disagreement with the individual voters supporting either candidate. There's no longer separation between a candidate and an individual voter who supports that candidate. And this has led to perilous times when it comes to political discourse in this country. There were strong political disagreements over the writing of the Constitution, and political disagreement was part of the forming of our nation. But in modern times, the political disagreement never reached a level where everyone took politics so personally. By standards by which radio is judged, this talk show is a huge success. Reaction to this show has been phenomenal on the air and off the air. But there are a lot of people who seem vehemently opposed to what I say, vehemently opposed to my opinions, which they have a right to be. But the aggressive text to this show and some of the posts to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page seem driven by hate. Hate for me, just because of my opinions. I've been in this business a long time, and many of you go back many years with me. I understand that there will always be people who disagree with me. Even when I was doing music radio, not everybody agreed with things that I said in between the music. That's part of the business, and I'm fine with that. But the disagreements have reached a new level of contempt because of today's era of personalized politics. I can't and never expected to please all of the people all of the time. And it doesn't matter what you do for a living. You don't make everybody happy. Whatever you do for a living, there are people who go to other businesses. Nobody makes everybody happy all the time. So, in the spirit of America, and the promise that we can disagree over politics and presidential candidates, I want to set a new tone on the air for this show. I can't change my core beliefs any more than you can change your core beliefs. But we could both do a better job of talking and listening to each other. And even with great passion, we can disagree with each other without hating each other, without talking about politics so personally that we as individuals feel attacked every time someone disagrees with us. Now, I'm human. And while it's unrealistic to try to please everybody, some of the disagreements over me and some of the hate directed at me, it does hurt. I don't let it hurt me for long, and I move on, but it does hurt. And that was never my intent. I mean, I never set out to be this hated person by many people. I have my opinions, and I'm passionate about those opinions, as you are passionate about your opinions. And I can assume that many times I've said things that have made you feel hurtful. I've been hurtful to you. So let us stand up for what we believe in. Let us be passionate about our politics and our opinions. But maybe this is a time to stop making politics so damn personal. Because in the end, both sides want the same thing. We want this country to be great, where we are free to live our lives, earn good wages, and raise our families. We both want the same thing. We might think that there are different ways to get there, but we both want the same thing. So, since I'm human and I will undoubtedly make mistakes, I will proceed forward from this moment on in this combative election season with a new attitude of better respecting the other side of every issue that I discuss. And I'll do a better job of listening. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll come back with some of your calls. We'll come back with some of your text messages. I'm Scoot, and, you know, let's disagree. Let's have passion. Let's really believe in what we believe in. But we can let the hate go. And I'm going to try to make that a new direction for our show here. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Joe Biden is out. Wrote a blog about that. It's on our website at WWL.com. Also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I'll get to some of your comments coming up in just a bit. Also, we're talking about Kamala Harris being the front runner among the Democrats. Do you think she's the best person for the job? Is she the best person to beat Donald Trump? And if you're a MAGA supporter, Trump follower, how do you feel about this change? How do you feel about Joe Biden not being the candidate? A lot of Republican reaction seems to indicate that a lot of the Trump campaign not happy with this change. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to Homa and Charles. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Charles.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Good to hear, my man. No, I've been listening to you, man, for a long time. And here's the thing, in recent times, here the last couple of weeks, the thing I remember most recently was this thing about the Heritage Foundation, and which, don't get me wrong, that definitely is something everybody needs to kind of check into, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, that was on Friday. I think President Trump or candidate Trump was that was a Saturday that he had had the attempted assassination.
Right.
And I was worried because that Friday, you and the little guy, and I think his name is Coleman, might have been on that Friday. But anyway, there was a lot of talk about that Heritage Foundation and all that, and about them possibly going after recreational sex and that sort of stuff, which of course could never be policed to begin with. Correct. How are you going to police that?
I don't know. Yeah, you can't.
But I heard all what y'all was saying, and when I got home and I'm petting my dog and I'm talking to my friend on the phone, and I see Trump up there, and they talking about him having his campaign thing there. And, you know, my first thought, and I told my friend, I said, man, I said, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody took a shot at him after all what I've been hearing on the radio.
Wow.
So I think what it is, yeah. And he called me back the next day, and he's like, dude, you actually knew that almost. I said, no, man, I didn't know anything.
You're reacting to what I talked about just a moment ago, and that is the combative tone of the campaign right now.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Here's where the what you may not like comes in. I hear what you're saying today about people's opinions and all, but on that particular Friday, y'all talking about these are facts and all, and I ain't saying they weren't, you know? I'm just saying that you get a lot of young people. You got a lot of young listeners. Now, your opinions mean more than like mine because more people are hearing yours. You know, so yeah, I think your opinion ain't the same as mine. You know, so you definitely need to be more careful, if anybody, on what you say.
Well, I am careful. You know, we did actually have an interview with the Heritage Foundation. They originally didn't call us back. We had that set for Monday, but after the assassination attempt, we dedicated those shows to what had almost been a total tragedy with Trump being shot. So we have rescheduled that, and we're going to get to that coming up soon. So we haven't forgotten about that. I think there are things about the Heritage Foundation that people need to know about. And when the Heritage Foundation talks about what they do, you have to remember that it's coming from the standpoint of a conservative think tank that is pushing conservative issues. And the Heritage Foundation, before Joe Biden even dropped out, they were going around trying to legally force Joe Biden to be on the ballot, being the Democrat on the ballot in key states, because they want Joe Biden to be the candidate because they think Trump has a better chance of beating Joe Biden. So anyway, there are things about the Heritage Foundation that I felt like people needed to be aware of, and we'll get to that soon. Charles, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Slidell, and Charles, you're on WWL. Hello, Charles.
Hello. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm good. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, Smooth. You know, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
First-time caller?
A lot of things.
Charles,
yeah,
wait. We got to give you a little appreciation for being a first-time caller. This is a big moment in your life. You've waited all these years, and you finally call in. So what has you calling in today, Charles?
Well, Scoot, I agree with a lot of things you say. Some things, I mean, you know, that's just the human nature of us. But I think you made a statement, some to the facts today that you, and that was your opinion, that you didn't think Kamala would be a good choice. And my only comment with that, and I'm going to let you go with this, is that most people that become president has no experience in it. They just kind of run, kind of learn as they go, and they pick up as they go. But my other take on this, Scoot, after spending 3.5 years as the vice president, basically getting experience and learning on the job, I think there could be no other better candidate than a vice president that learns on the job. This is my opinion.
Well, Charles, I agree with that. I mean, it makes sense on paper for Kamala Harris to be the name that comes up. But because of the liberal image that she had, I don't know if she's the best one to beat Trump. And so for the Democrats to select her, we'll have to see what happens. You know, maybe she can develop a more moderate tone. But, you know, there was a time when she was among the most liberal senators in the Senate in terms of her voting record. So I'm not, this has nothing to do with her being a woman of color. It has everything to do with the image that she has in America. I don't think a candidate that is too conservative, I don't think a candidate that is too liberal is going to win a general election, because it's the moderates, it's the independents on both sides that determine the outcome of the election. So I would agree with you that on paper, and I did mention this earlier, that on paper, Kamala Harris is the perfect choice. But I think there might be, and I never said she wasn't the right choice. I said she might not be the right choice. There are some other names out there that might be more attractive. But again, that's not my decision or your decision. We'll have to wait and see what happens next month. Let's go to Homa. Hey, Floyd, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call. Sure. I've been under the weather, so I hadn't talked to you in a long, long time. But
Are you doing okay now?
Well, yeah, depends what day it is, Scoot.
Okay. Listen, you take care of yourself.
I got a different question.
Okay.
Once or twice over the weekend, I forget if I was watching cable or probably, they said a movie, Reagan, was coming out at the end of the month. And it was a must-see movie. And it showed some segments of when the president actually got shot. So we got a theater in Homo, but nobody knows what's playing when, and they hardly play any movies at all. And I know you've mentioned several times in my listening to you in the past that you've seen this movie, that movie. What is open in New Orleans? Anything offhand?
What is open in terms of what? In terms of going to see a movie?
A movie theater. Yeah, I want to go see this movie, Reagan.
Okay. I don't know of a theater that's closed. Aren't most of the movie theaters open? Yeah, I don't know of any movie theaters
here. We got a nice big theater over here, but for one thing, they said it wasn't coming to Homa for some reason or other. Now, you think they might have one? Now, like I said, I'm coming from Homa, and if I cross the Huey Long Bridge, would that be anything in that Elmwood Shopping Center that you know of?
There's an AMC theater at
Reagan is showing at the AMC Elmwood. Looks like 2 o'clock, 5:15, and 8:30. So you could come over here and get yourself to Elmwood for 5:15 or 8:30 and watch the movie tonight.
2 o'clock.
It's right across the bridge.
5:15. Yeah, I know where it's at. I didn't know if it had opened. So it said the movie's running 2 o'clock, 5:15, and 8:30. In Elmwood.
Yeah, or you don't even have to come over the bridge, really. If you want to see it at the AMC West Bank, you could see it at 7:20.
Well, that I think it'd be better if I'd go on Elmwood, cross the year long.
Go to Elmwood.
Okay, listen, man, I sure appreciate it very, very much.
All right, glad we could help you, Floyd.
Keep giving them hell.
If anybody else wants to know when movies are, I got the website open here, so...
Hi, you've called Movie Phone.
Quiet Place Part 2.
You've called Movie Phone.
Why don't you just tell me the number?
Tell me the time of the movie you want to go see. Tell me what time you want to go see. All right, I need to see that movie. I need to see Reagan. All right, let's go to Hammond Irvin. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I don't think much has changed from a week ago. I feel like we still have the least desirable candidates in both parties. Now we have a far left candidate against a far right. I would love for Joe Manchin to be the candidate for either one. I'd vote for him in a second.
You know, I was really sorry to hear that he decided not to challenge any other the Democrats for the nomination, because he just left the Democrat Party to become an independent. He was thinking about getting back in the Democrat Party to run, and then decided not to. So I'm sad about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's what America needs. But from 2 weeks ago, nothing has changed. It comes down to independent voters. I know people are tired of hearing this. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Then the outliers, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada, Louisiana, Texas, Florida, red, New Jersey, New York, California, and that group, blue. So both candidates hopefully their strategists are going to work on those states. If I'm Trump, and I said this a week ago, get off your base. You got your base, and try to tone it down and reach those people in those states. To Ms. Harris, we don't need to hear over and over that you are a woman of color. We can see that. Okay? Get elected on your merits and stop pushing that, because that's divisive, you know. So we'll see again. You know, I tell this to people in Louisiana. You know, go ahead and vote, but the electoral votes are going to go red, you know, and just like New York, they're going to go blue, and et cetera. So we're going to be watching those three states and the four outlier states on election night, because that's going to determine which way we go.
Well,
I'll give it to you.
So, Irvin, I appreciate the call. Look, suddenly the Democrat convention, which was going to be a snooze fest with Sleepy Joe, suddenly the Democrat convention next month, August 19th through the 22nd in Chicago, is must-see TV. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you have a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. You know, at this point, I don't know who I'm voting for. Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, WWL and Dudley DeBosier Injury Lawyers, they want you to throw your fours up. It's a chance for you to win four tickets to every Saints home game. It's the Saints Season 4-Pack. And what you need to do is collect the keywords of the day. There are four of them. Now, Tommy's got one in the morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Newell's got one in the 11 o'clock hour. Ours comes in the 2 o'clock hour. And Sports Talk has one coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Our word is lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, lucky. So that's one of the words you're going to need. Collect all four words and go to our website, WWL.com, and you've got a chance to win the Saints Season 4-Pack from WWL and Dudley DeBosier Injury Lawyers. Let's go to Ty in New Orleans. Ty, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just telling the producer, you exposed my school with the international market. Been going there for years.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, with the oils, and they also have a great perfume and cologne collection as well. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah, anything authentically, like, ethnic from any background, they have it. And it's an amazing place to go.
It's truly amazing. I'm so glad you called in with that, Ty. But yeah, ever since I went there, I have been really impressed with it. I'm so happy to welcome them to our show. But boy, it's like, you know, you really get a sense that you're shopping in another country with the foods and the spices and the things that they have. Very authentic and very unusual. But you can find a lot of
right, and the prices.
Too. Yeah. Oh, the prices are amazing too. All right, Ty, I appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
In regard to how parties work, political parties can nominate anyone they wish who is legally qualified for a given position. An office holder may wish to retire whenever they wish, and no party is required to seek the approval of anyone who's not a delegate of their own party, even card-carrying members of the same party. Just as we do not have direct elections, parties do not either in their primaries. Their delegates select nominees, just as the Electoral College selects a president. And for those who flunked social studies, fortunately, Schoolhouse Rock is still available.
Love that. So, yeah, I mean, look, no matter what you hear, the Democrats are not doing anything wrong. They haven't had their convention yet. And I think the talk about the illegality of Biden resigning and somebody else stepping in at this point is just a sign that a lot of Republicans are nervous. But I would think that if you're a MAGA supporter, you still have confidence that Trump is going to win whatever Democrat they put up.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I don't agree with you on many things, but we do agree on others. I still listen without hate because we should all be able to have different opinions. The world would be so boring if we were all like robots and did and said everything the same. I will always believe to let you be you, and I know that you will let me be me. Hang in there.
Man, I appreciate that, and I thank you very much for that.
Here's a text that says, hello, Scoot. I don't often agree, but there's no hate here. I do enjoy your show and listen as often as I can. One thing about this election and the last none of the candidates really speak to the problems and what they are going to do or fix them. They are too busy attacking their opponent, and the voters eat it up. Would love to see a middle-of-the-road Democrat, but I don't think that's likely.
You know, but there are middle-of-the-road Democrats out there, and so we'll have to see what happens. But, you know, this election has turned into a bitch fest, you know, more than anything. You know, tell me about what you're going to do. Tell me about the future. Don't tell me about the past, or don't tell me about the other candidate. I mean, don't spend all of your time bashing the other candidate or the other party, but that's what people are into. And that's why I wrote what I wrote when I wrote this blog about personalized politics has made this 2024 campaign so combative. We're going to post that on the WWL.com website after the show. We'll also post it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. But I just, you know, I've just reached a point in this whole campaign and the discussion of all of this that, you know, it's time for us to respect each other and listen, and we can still be passionate. But let's just leave the hate aside, and let's not take it personally when somebody says something that we disagree with. Or if somebody says something about a candidate that you support, or if I say something about a candidate you support, don't take it personally. It's just, it's my opinion, just like you have an opinion. Let's go to Stephen in Baton Rouge. Stephen, you're on WWL.
How's it going?
Good.
All right. I got a problem with this whole election process. I myself, I don't hate Donald Trump, but I'm glad that man's alive, but the Secret Service dropped the ball, and I honestly believe it was an inside job, and they wanted him dead. I believe that they wanted to, I think that the police wanted Trump dead, and he wanted him executed. I believe that full-heartedly. Secondly, I want to say this. Look at Kamala Harris's record. I'm not going to say, look at her, what has she done? She didn't control the border. When she was a DA in California, all those 2,000 cases were dropped because of ignorance and unprofessionalism. Not only that, but she was incompetent. Now, and look at she, not only that, if Joe Biden can't go ahead and seek the election, how the hell is he going to, for the next 5 months, he's going to perform the functions as president? My father died of Alzheimer's, so I know about Alzheimer's. He had dementia first. And the dementia, it's different from Alzheimer's, but also his dementia progressed to Alzheimer's, and within a matter of less than 4 years, he passed away. So I know all about it. One of my friend's daddies had it, and one of my friend of mine's sisters, her father had it. So I know about it. So the bottom line is that Joe Biden, his fair state of mind, I feel sorry for him, for that situation, but they knew what was going on. And why did they hide it from the people?
Well, they hid it from the people because they wanted to protect their candidate. But as it turned out, that wasn't good for the American people. And I don't think it's ever good for those who, I mean, if you know the president of the United States is in this state physically and mentally, and you're not honest about it, I mean, that's a threat to democracy. That's a threat to our security. Stephen, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm glad you called the show. All right. You can get the show on your phone at any time. All you have to do is download the app Audacy, AUDACY. Wide, real simple. You could listen to all 3 hours. You could listen to one specific hour, or you could listen to the hottest clips. Just download the Audacy app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to just play WWL. Then once you download the Audacy app, just follow Scoot, and it'll bring you the show and all the highlights. It is important that we get up and stand up for what we believe in, and we shouldn't take it so personally. And that's what's so different about this election year of 2024. It's not personal. It's politics. And I have opinions and feelings about this, and I'm honest with those opinions and feelings. And I'll be passionate, but, you know, I'm going to try to do what I can to tone down the invitation to hate that has always been part of this whole campaign for the last, politics for the last couple of years. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Hey, a really sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar. On this day in 2005, Eugene Record, who was the lead singer of the Shy Lights, died of cancer. He was 64 years old, and I remember these guys. I mean, they hit those high notes and had some songs that you would want to, you know, slow dance to at a CYO dance or something like that. Get really close to somebody. Yeah, they had that kind of song. All right, we're going to continue the conversation into the next hour. Joe Biden is out. Kamala Harris is being anointed by many as the Democrat nominee, but she's not officially that yet. She says she's willing to earn it. We'll see what happens, but our conversation continues next. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, WWL and Dudley DeBosier Injury Lawyers, they want you to throw your fours up. It's a chance for you to win four tickets to every Saints home game. It's the Saints season four-pack. And what you need to do is collect the keywords of the day. There are four of them. Now, Tommy's got one in the morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Newell's got one in the 11 o'clock hour. Ours comes in the 2 o'clock hour. And Sports Talk has one coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Our word is lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, lucky. So that's one of the words you're going to need. Collect all four words and go to our website, WWL.com, and you've got a chance to win the Saints season four-pack from WWL and Dudley DeBosier Injury Lawyers. Let's go to Ty in New Orleans. Ty, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just telling the producer, you exposed my school with the international market. Been going there for years.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, with the oils, and they also have a great perfume and cologne collection as well. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah, anything authentically, like, ethnic from any background, yeah, they have it. It's an amazing place to go.
It's truly amazing. I'm so glad you called in with that, Ty. But yeah, ever since I went there, I have been really impressed with it. I'm so happy to welcome them to our show. But boy, it's like, you know, you really get a sense that you're shopping in another country with the foods and the spices and the things that they have. Very authentic and very unusual. But you can find a lot of
right and the prices.
Too. Yeah. Oh, the prices are amazing too. All right, Ty, I appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
In regard to how parties work, political parties can nominate anyone they wish who is legally qualified for a given position. An office holder may wish to retire whenever they wish, and no party is required to seek the approval of anyone who's not a delegate of their own party, even card-carrying members of the same party. Just as we do not have direct elections, parties do not either in their primaries. Their delegates select nominees, just as the Electoral College selects a president. And for those who flunked social studies, fortunately, Schoolhouse Rock is still available.
Love that. So, yeah, I mean, look, no matter what you hear, the Democrats are not doing anything wrong. They haven't had their convention yet. And I think the talk about the illegality of Biden resigning and somebody else stepping in at this point is just a sign that a lot of Republicans are nervous. But I would think that if you're a MAGA supporter, you still have confidence that Trump is going to win whatever Democrat they put up.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I don't agree with you on many things, but we do agree on others. I still listen without hate because we should all be able to have different opinions. The world would be so boring if we were all like robots and did and said everything the same. I will always believe to let you be you, and I know that you will let me be me. Hang in there.
Man, I appreciate that, and I thank you very much for that.
Here's a text that says, hello, Scoot. I don't often agree, but there's no hate here. I do enjoy your show and listen as often as I can. One thing about this election and the last, none of the candidates really speak to the problems and what they are going to do or fix them. They are too busy attacking their opponent, and the voters eat it up. Would love to see a middle-of-the-road Democrat, but I don't think that's likely.
You know, but there are middle-of-the-road Democrats out there, and so we'll have to see what happens. But, you know, this election has turned into a bitch fest, you know, more than anything. You know, tell me about what you're going to do. Tell me about the future. Don't tell me about the past, or don't tell me about the other candidate. I mean, don't spend all of your time bashing the other candidate or the other party, but that's what people are into. And that's why I wrote what I wrote when I wrote this blog about personalized politics has made this 2024 campaign so combative. We're going to post that on the WWL.com website after the show. We'll also post it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. But I just, you know, I've just reached a point in this whole campaign and the discussion of all of this that, you know, it's time for us to respect each other and listen, and we can still be passionate. But let's just leave the hate aside, and let's not take it personally when somebody says something that we disagree with. Or if somebody says something about a candidate that you support, or if I say something about a candidate you support, don't take it personally. It's just, it's my opinion, just like you have an opinion. Let's go to Stephen in Baton Rouge. Stephen, you're on WWL.
How's it going?
Good.
I got a problem with this whole election process. I myself, I don't hate Donald Trump, but I'm glad that man's alive, but the Secret Service dropped the ball, and I honestly believe it was an inside job, and they wanted him dead. I believe that they wanted to, I think that the employees wanted Trump dead, and they wanted him executed. I believe that full-heartedly. Secondly, I want to say this. Look at Kamala Harris's record. I'm not going to say, look at her, what has she done? She didn't control the border. When she was a DA in California, almost 2,000 cases were dropped because of ignorance and unprofessionalism. Not only that, but she was incompetent. Now, and look at you, not only that, if Joe Biden can't go ahead and seek the election, how in the hell is he going to, for the next 5 months, he's going to perform the functions as president? My father died of Alzheimer's, so I know about Alzheimer's. He had dementia first. And the dementia, it's different from Alzheimer's, but also his dementia progressed Alzheimer's, and was a matter of less than 4 years, he passed away. So I know all about it. One of my friend's daddies had it, and one of my friend of mine's sisters, her father had it. So I know about it. So the bottom line is that Joe Biden, his fair state of mind, I feel sorry for him for that situation. But they knew what was going on. And why did they hide it from the people?
Well, they hid it from the people because they wanted to protect their candidate. But as it turned out, that wasn't good for the American people. And I don't think it's ever good for those who, I mean, if you know the president of the United States is in this state physically and mentally, and you're not honest about it, I mean, that's a threat to democracy. That's a threat to our security. Stephen, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm glad you called the show. All right. You can get the show on your phone at any time. All you have to do is download the app Audacy, AUDACY. Wide, real simple. You could listen to all 3 hours, you could listen to one specific hour, or you could listen to the hottest clips. Just download the Audacy app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to just play WWL. Then once you download the Audacy app, just follow Scoot and it'll bring you the show and all the highlights. It is important that we get up and stand up for what we believe in, and we shouldn't take it so personally. And that's what's so different about this election year of 2024. It's not personal. It's politics. And I have opinions and feelings about this, and I'm honest with those opinions and feelings. And I'll be passionate, but, you know, I'm going to try to do what I can to tone down the invitation to hate that has always been part of this whole campaign for the last, politics for the last couple of years. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Hey, a really sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar. On this day in 2005, Eugene Record, who was the lead singer of the Shy Lights, died of cancer. He was 64 years old, and I remember these guys. I mean, they hit those high notes and had some songs that you would want to, you know, slow dance to at a CYO dance or something like that. Get really close to somebody. Yeah, they had that kind of song. All right, we're going to continue the conversation into the next hour. Joe Biden is out. Kamala Harris is being anointed by many as the Democrat nominee, but she's not officially that yet. She says she's willing to earn it. We'll see what happens, but our conversation continues next. I'm Scoot on WWL. Hey, a really sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar. On this day in 2005, Eugene Record, who was the lead singer of the Shy Lights, died of cancer. He was 64 years old, and I remember these guys. I mean, they hit those high notes and had some songs that you would want to, you know, slow dance to at a CYO dance or something like that. Get really close to somebody. Yeah, they had that kind of song. All right, we're going to continue the conversation into the next hour. Joe Biden is out. Kamala Harris is being anointed by many as the Democrat nominee, but she's not officially that yet. She says she's willing to earn it. We'll see what happens, but our conversation continues next. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.